after Hamas launched a surprise multi-front attack from Gaza, which Israel says has killed more than 300 and wounded at least 1,500. The timing adding to the devastation. It is the largest attack on the state of Israel since the 1973 Arab-Israeli War, almost exactly 50 years ago.
You know, when I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu this morning, I told him the United States stands with the people of Israel in the face of these terrorist assaults. Israel has the right to defend itself and its people, full stop. There's never justification for terrorist attacks. And my administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering.
Good, good. And if you, in ongoing questions about stability in the Middle East, there's sort of this perpetual misconception that, well, you know, they do things to each other. And nobody's really right, nobody's really wrong. They're just doing things to each other, or they're doing back to them for what was done to them before. And for example, in this case, you know, if you'd first heard the news and hadn't paid any other attention, like if you hadn't seen anything, hadn't read anything, and, you know, maybe you're waking up today and you watch football over the weekend and you didn't actually pay a lot of attention with it, that's understandable, okay? But what you might have thought was this was the, I don't want to call it traditional, but was the same old thing of just firing rockets off, you know, firing a lot of rockets off, which has been done to Israel over the years previously. Yeah, this was way worse than that. This was not just firing rockets, although it was firing rockets, lots of them, and ongoing reports out of the Israel even this morning. People are still having to go shelter in bunkers because of ongoing rocket attacks from Hamas in the Gaza Strip. But this was way worse than that. This was incursions by all sorts of vehicles, air and land, and assassinations. I don't think you can say it any other way. Murders in the street. That one music festival was a very common target. Women being kidnapped. Reports of women being raped. Like, this is ISIS-level brutality being done against just ordinary citizens. This is like if you just, you know, you went down to Bartram Park for, you know, some festival, and then all of a sudden Hamas decided to come and kidnap your sister and your mom and your daughter. Like, that's what we're talking about here. This is unbelievable stuff that they have been doing.
Let me say this as clearly as I can. This is not a moment for any party hostile to Israel to exploit these attacks to seek advantage. The world is watching.
I hope so. Like I said, you had there's one video that's been making its rounds on the internet of a woman, a Jewish citizen, just some, you know, late 20s, early 30s, I'm guessing, as you don't see her face in it, but you know, what you can see, it kind of looks like that. And there's a bunch of big old tough guys, Hamas guys, with guns yelling Allahu Akbar and shoving her into a Jeep. As they're literally kidnapping this Jewish woman.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
They're celebrating this as some great triumph for their evil. It's disgusting. There's another one of a woman that the family actually had put out this video. I assume they had seen it from militants somehow. Her name was Noah Agamani. She was at the music concert and got kidnapped on motorcycle. This is the most serious and coordinated attack against Israel in 50 years since the Yom Kippur War, and it's awful. And so I'm glad that Biden is calling it what it is, terrorism. I'm glad that Anthony Blinken was calling it terrorism yesterday.
This is the worst attack on Israel since the Yom Kippur War in 1973, almost exactly 50 years ago. But there's also a big difference. That was a state-on-state conflict, army against army, with clear front lines. This is a massive terrorist attack targeting Israeli civilians, gunning people down in the streets of their towns, gunning them down in their homes, dragging Israelis, men, women, and children, across the border with Gaza. A Holocaust survivor in a wheelchair, women and children all being taken hostage. So you can imagine the impact this is having in Israel. And it should be revolting to people around the world.
You know, and it's kind of interesting. My son actually asked me yesterday. He said, I mean, what are they thinking? I mean, they destroyed one Merkava tank. You know, one is that's a video that's been making a lot of rounds, is what they did to this one tank with a drone. You know, he's like, I mean, what do they think they're going to do? They think they're going to win against Israel? I mean, it's impossible. It's hopeless. Israel is incredibly well-provisioned, trained. They are capable. And they are. Absolutely. They have a decisive military advantage. And if you know any of your history, every time it's been tried, it didn't go well for the aggressors. Okay. So Israel is capable. So what is it they're trying to do? And I said to him, I said, well, son, you have to start from the premise of people who have bought into the insane notion that the Islamofascist view holds that to live is okay, but to die in jihad is better. You go, straight to heaven. Do not pass go. Get your virgins, right? Like, it's a crazy death cult that has no respect for innocent life, that has no respect for women, that doesn't hold. I mean, look, this is all part of that same mindset of you got to hide the women underneath a carpet for them to be able to walk around in public because they're so disgusting. You don't want to educate them. It's all the same stuff, okay? Whether it's Hezbollah or Hamas, or whether it's the ISIS or Al Qaeda or the Taliban, they all are. And I know there's differences, but some of the stuff is the same. And if you start from the premise that the Jews are evil, women and children don't matter, and the best way for me to get to heaven is to kill some innocent kids, you're going to get insane consequences from it. And we get insane consequences. And I don't like to talk about, I don't like to go down the road of talking about this too much, but it really is an us and them. It really is a civilization and barbarism kind of thing. There's no negotiating. I'm a Christian. I believe that anybody can be redeemed, but that doesn't mean that anybody can be reasoned with. You cannot reason with these people. And by these people, I don't mean every inhabitant of Gaza or the West Bank or of Lebanon. I mean the people who have bought into this mindset, all you can do is kill them. Period. 717 on News Radio 92.3, Candy's got traffic for us.
And very hazy through Naval Live Oak, some visibility issues. Somebody sent us a video, and you can actually see it on the Facebook page. Pretty hard to drive through that area, and it is very slow in that area, and that's why I imagine visibility issues through Naval Live Oaks on 98 east and westbound. 437-1620, if you have traffic tips, you can text them in, and thank you. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Learning how to deal with criticism is a major part of life for every person. The 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, helped shed some light on dealing with critics when he said the following, and I quote, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, who, at best, knows in the end the triumph of great achievement, and who, at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place will never be with the cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." Ladies and gentlemen, critics come and go, but I encourage you to continue to dare greatly.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Who are you?
We are the Knights Who Say... Nee.
No, not nee. The Knights Who Say Nee.
The same!
Good morning, 720 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Over the weekend, you had, I would say, the standard litany of GOP response, candidates for president talking about this.
The Israeli attack was made because we are perceived as being weak and ineffective and with a really weak leader.
Tempting. I'm not sure. Maybe, but... You know, if you think about Ukraine, but then again, look at Ukraine now, right? You know, maybe learn a lesson. Did Hamas do this because America is perceived as weak right now and Iran thinks there's some advantage to be gotten by attacking Israel? Unclear. You know, one person texted in this morning and said, Andrew, this is step two of three, right? You do Ukraine, then you do Israel, and then you do Taiwan. And what you've got there is a, you know, nobody can fight three wars. I see what you're saying. I'm not sure I buy that, and although I do worry that, you know, there's some affiliation going on here. Governor DeSantis.
The Iranians are funding Hamas and Hezbollah and all these groups, and they're funding it in part with money that they've gotten because of the Biden administration's weak policies.
Yeah, it's interesting. Antony Blinken denied this and said that the funds have not been released and the funds were always only designated. This is the $6 billion. Were always only designated for humanitarian relief. And Kristen Welker, to her credit, actually pressed him on this one a little bit.
What do you say about the argument that money is fungible? So Iran may have known this money is coming and used other funds to help fund this attack that happened.
Iran has unfortunately always used and focused its funds on supporting terrorism, on supporting groups like Hamas, and it's done that when there have been sanctions, it's done that when there haven't been sanctions, and it's always prioritized that.
Yeah, which is not really an answer. You know what I mean? Like, he's saying they've always funded terrorism, and so the release of these funds or the slight facilitation of the availability of these funds is maybe the way Tony Blinken would say it. That doesn't change things. But Nikki Haley, when she was on Meet the Press a little bit later on in the show, said, you're crazy to think that that's not related. I mean, even Mike Pence kind of said something along the same lines.
This is what happens when you have a president like Joe Biden. I also believe this is what happens when you have leaders in the Republican Party that are signaling retreat on the world stage.
I would actually say the second one is more of a concern than the first one. The isolationist America only kind of, they say America first, but America only a lot of times is a better read of them. The ones who think we shouldn't be supporting Ukraine with munitions and funds because they don't understand the degradation of the Russian military and the accomplishment that this is doing for us. That kind of isolationism, I think, is a dangerous signal. I don't think the speakership being vacant is a problem. I don't know that Biden is the problem. But I am concerned about the isolationist trend within the Republican Party sending a signal. Now, again, is that what's inviting Iran, or was it the money becoming available that allowed them to do whatever they are doing in terms of funding this? Wall Street Journal reporting that they met with Hamas and Hezbollah. Hezbollah is Lebanon, Hamas is Gaza, broadly speaking, and both, you know, they get all their marching orders from Iran and they get their funding from Iran. So, you know, Iran hates Israel, wants to wipe them off the map. You know, it's hard to coexist with people like that, right? Anyway, so is that money related? There's no evidence that it is, but it's hard to believe that it's just a coincidence also. And I kind of like Nikki Haley's comments on this, saying, you know, it's they've always done this. You know, they've always done this. And it's hard to believe that releasing billions of dollars of funds wouldn't somehow or other give them a signal that, hey, we can free up some money over here to create a coordinated attack because now we have, you know, Christmas money from indirectly from the Biden administration. 724 on News Radio 92.3. Here, I said she said it then. I ought to play the clip here. This was the setup from Kristen Welker.
Do you think it was irresponsible of your rivals to level that allegation without any evidence or proof?
I actually think it was irresponsible for Secretary Blinken to say that the $6 billion doesn't weigh in here. I mean, let's be honest with the American people and understand that Hamas knows and Iran knows they're moving money around as we speak because they know $6 billion is going to be released. That's the reality.
Right. I mean, if you get lottery money, then you don't have to spend money from your budget on school, so you spend it on something else. Same thing.
When I was at the United Nations, you saw that when those planes full of cash sent by Obama to Iran, I went to the International Atomic Energy Agency. I met with them. What happened was those funds were sent to Hezbollah in Lebanon. They were sent to Hamas in Gaza. They were sent to the Houthis in Yemen. They go and spread terrorism every time they get a dollar. It doesn't go to the Iranian people. It does go to terrorist attacks. And Secretary Blinken's just wrong to imply that this money is not being moved around as we speak
And yet, Ambassador, there's just no proof of that yet. This is just the hours after that immediate attack. Is it irresponsible to level that charge when you really don't have any evidence of that at this point in time?
The evidence is, look at what the Iranian people have done to freedom-loving people around the world. Look at what the Iranian people, the Iranian regime has done to threaten Israel over the years. To think that they're not moving money around is irresponsible to say that to the American people. They are moving money around to threaten those they hate. They hate Israel. They hate America.
Every other time my alcoholic neighbor down the street gets a bonus from his company, he goes and blows it on alcohol. He gets drunk and he causes trouble. He's caused trouble and he's drunk. And he also got a bonus. You think maybe he used that money for it. Well, it's the same thing. It's just be reasonable. Think about history. But again, Christian Welker is kind of just, well, I got to object because that makes me look like I'm a neutral journalist. No, it makes you look like you're not learning from the things that you're being told. That was a pattern in the show yesterday. 726, Candy's got traffic for you.
This is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey and Andrew McKay recommend in Pensacola. Frontier Motors are on Beverly Parkway. Visibility issues through Naval Live Oaks on Highway 98, both east and westbound. Very hazy this morning. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Just one second. Having some technical difficulties here.
You need me to talk? Because I can do it.
Yeah, absolutely, if you would.
I can do it. You just tell me when you're ready. I'll tell you, one thing is if you have a company and you have employees and you have to deal with benefits like, you know, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, payroll, all of that kind of stuff, if you like doing that or you're really super happy with what you've got right now, great. Just keep doing what you're doing. But if you like maybe to look at some options, see if there's a cheaper way, see if there's a better way, see if there's just, you know, somebody else can take it off your hands and run it more efficiently than you can. All of those are reasons that you call Torgerson Causey. They're a locally owned benefits, employee benefits agency for more than 20 years, helping businesses like yours, like ours here at News Radio and Cat Country. We've been using them for about 6 years and they have been great. I mean, genuinely, I wouldn't have thought you could kind of rave about a, you know, benefits agency, but they really have been extremely good to us. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. High sign, David. Are you good to go? You ready?
I am good. Right. Thank you very much for that. United Auto Workers Union members at the Volvo Group-owned Mack Trucks are officially on strike now. They've rejected a tentative contract agreement after a vote on Sunday. Majority of their workers voted against a deal with a 19% pay raise. So 4,000 workers there going on strike as of today. At least four Americans among the dead after those surprise attacks on Israel over the weekend. This is now the third day of Israeli forces battling the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Speaking on Sunday, Senator Chuck Schumer said he'd been briefed by senior National Security and State Department officials, and he expects that number of American deaths to increase. And a man accused of faking his own death to avoid rape charges in Utah set to be extradited to the U.S. Nicholas Oliveridian, who also goes by Nicholas Rossi, insists he's an Irishman named Arthur Knight who'd been living in Scotland. However, he was captured at a hospital in the U.K. Police believe his tattoos and fingerprints proved otherwise.
All right, very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 729 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. UWF had a blowout victory over the weekend over Shorter. We'll take it. Georgia blows out Kentucky. Michigan blows out Minnesota. Oklahoma, Texas was fun. Oh, man, did you watch that game? That was a crazy game. That was like, you know, I record about five or six games on the weekend, and then I try to find, is there some way that I can find the one that's going to be the most entertaining without knowing the result in advance? And so I usually watch the beginnings and kind of see how it's going. And that was a game I watched all of that game because that was so, so entertaining. And I don't have a dog in that fight. I just, you know, it's just good football. Oklahoma winds up upsetting Texas, the number three seed at 33-30. Ohio State defeats Maryland, big. Florida State defeated Virginia Tech, big. First 5-0 start since 2015. And Alabama. Alabama, y'all even won. So I'll say congratulations, because that was a very nip and tuck game against an unranked Texas A&M. So, close one. LSU over Missouri, 49-39, and Miami. Miami fans, I know y'all are angry too. When your play callers can't figure out that you have the game in hand and you can run out the clock, and then you decide to run a run play and fumble it, and then give up a touchdown and lose to Georgia Tech in a completely unnecessary fashion. So, I'm sorry for your pain. I know it's unpleasant.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The State Department reports 9 Americans have been killed in Israel. Day 3 of fighting raging today between Israel and Hamas. Fox's Trey Yinks along the border with Gaza in southern Israel.
They're targeting the neighborhoods along the eastern part of the Gaza Strip and the northern part of Gaza. They are preparing a path in. This activity, it is coming amid those explosions you hear in the distance. Those are airstrikes that continue.
More than 800 Israelis are dead. More than 500 people living in Gaza dying. Presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will make what his campaign is calling an historic announcement today in Philadelphia. Now, there is speculation he may run as an independent or on a third-party ticket. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is partly cloudy this morning right now, a little bit on the chilly side. We've got 52 degrees in Pensacola. A Century man facing charges for allegedly assaulting his mother during a custody dispute. Deputies say 26-year-old Joshua Devon Tyrus went to his mother's home on Highway 4A recently and kicked the door open, then struck his mother several times. He's also accused of shoving another woman to the ground when she attempted to intervene. Now, deputies say that this incident stemmed from a custody dispute involving children that were at that home. Tyus is now charged with battery on a person 65 or older, burglary and criminal mischief, and remains in the Escambia County Jail after his bond was revoked from a previous incident. Congressman Matt Gaetz says he does not have plans to run for governor. That's what Gaetz said recently. Some rumors, of course, have been swirling around, saying he could be a possible candidate for 2026. Gaetz says he is exactly where he needs to be, in Washington, doing exactly the work he needs to be doing right now. He's in his fourth term. He tells Channel 3 he's deeply committed to seeing his work in Congress through. A Texas man has died after a crash on I-110 on Saturday. FHP says that man was driving northbound in a sedan. He was a passenger in that sedan when the driver lost control of the vehicle on Saturday morning. The vehicle ran off the road, down an embankment, then back up the embankment on the opposite side of the road. That's when the vehicle rolled and hit a couple of trees that were on the side of the road as well. Troopers say the 33-year-old male driver and a 32-year-old female passenger both suffered serious injuries. The 33-year-old Texas man was killed in this crash. FHP says charges are currently pending. That case is still being investigated. Another group of Starlink satellites are now orbiting the Earth after a SpaceX launch in California.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff.
SpaceX conducted that successful Falcon 9 launch at the Vandenberg Space Force Base in California's Central Coast early this morning. The payload, 21 Starlink satellites, and this particular rocket has been used in 14 different missions now. A lot of banks and government offices are going to be closed today in observance of Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. And locally, Navy Fed and Penn Air Credit Union locations will be closed. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citibank is closed. Chase and TD Bank is open. The markets on Wall Street will be open today. If you've got mail to go out, the post office is closed, but FedEx and UPS both going to be running as usual today. A Robertsdale, Alabama man has now claimed a winning Fantasy 5 lotto ticket that was sold in Beulah. The lucky ticket sold at the SP Food Mart over on West 9 Mile. Apparently it was worth $22,614. The winning ticket was claimed by Robert Sapp, who took the cash option. Five other winning tickets were also sold in the Fantasy 5 game in Orlando, Palm Harbor, Port Fort Pierce, and Port St. Lucie, as well as Miami. It is 7:35, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. Again, very hazy and a lot of visibility issues to Naval Live Oaks this morning on Highway 98, both east and westbound. So use caution there and give yourself some extra time to get through that area. 437-1620, if you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a nice day today with plenty of sunshine. Temperatures near 78 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. We're going to be warming up as we go into Tuesday with a high near 83. Mostly cloudy skies. Low Tuesday night near 68 degrees. 70% chance of rain on Wednesday with a high near 73. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 64. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 52 in Pensacola, 52 in Gulf Breeze, 47 in Milton. Our next news at 8. Breaking news. News anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The most important season for sales is arriving, but retailers may have back-end problems, including excess inventory to contend with. According to a new survey of 200 retailers and brands from Credit Safe, 88% of respondents are counting on holiday sales, driving up to 40% of their annual sales, but 78% still have 50% of the stocks left over from the 2022 holiday season, and 23% say excess inventory has resulted in increased maintenance and storage costs. Job growth unexpectedly surged in September, boosted by a flurry of hiring across different sectors of the economy. Employers added 336,000 jobs in September, almost double the number expected. Robert Frick of the Navy Federal Credit Union called it a blockbuster jobs report, with healthcare jobs no longer stealing the spotlight. Government hiring was strong. Leisure and hospitality got a second wind, along with staffing up at bars and restaurants. That's Your Money Now.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Taxes are too high. Spending is too high. Why did Matt Gaetz join Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and over 200 Democrats in killing the Republican plan to cut Washington spending and strengthen the border? Because Matt Gaetz would rather promote himself than protect taxpayers from runaway government spending. Conservative Republicans had a deal to cut spending by 8% and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The plan would have protected taxpayers and our borders. But Matt Gaetz killed it. Matt Gaetz spends too much time chasing TV cameras and not enough time working together with conservatives to rein in Washington spending. Call Matt Gaetz at 850-479-1183 and tell him to stop voting with Democrats and start siding with Florida taxpayers. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Learn more. Visit ATR.org/cutspending.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
I know I'm gonna be the man who gets strong next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
Fortunately, we've got two great men running for speaker, Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise. I reject the premise that this is going to drag on for weeks. My colleague Kevin Hearn was contemplating a run, but I received a message from him recently that he won't be mounting that campaign precisely because in a two-man race, it's going to be pretty clear who gets the most votes.
Yeah, it's going to be a two-man race. Well, it's going to be a three-man race. It'd be my prediction for the speaker's election. This probably going to happen on Wednesday. is you're going to have Hakeem Jeffries for the Democrats, which they will not have a majority, so he cannot get elected. You're going to have a split in the Republicans between, you know, basically Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise. And whoever gets the most Republicans on the first ballot is going to get all the Republicans on the second ballot, and that'll be that, and we'll be done. I mean, it's not going to be that complicated of a thing. But, you know, this was something that Matt was talking about. Yeah, Matt Gaetz, our Congressman Matt Gaetz, was talking about yesterday with Kristen Welker on NBC's Meet the Press.
I was very critical of the pro tem's decision to send us home for a week. I thought upon McCarthy's ouster, we should have stayed on the job, stayed in Washington. And if McHenry had not made that decision, we would have a speaker right now. He made one that was regrettable, but I think we're going to be back on track quite soon.
Yeah, I mean, it is the first time in history, but it is only a week. It's not really that big of a deal. By the way, apparently The Hill was reporting that there were actually plans to have a Fox News forum with the speaker's candidates and to let them debate it out on. And you know what I'm thinking to myself, and my wife actually said this too, is like, but we don't get to vote on this, right? So why put it on TV? Like, she's right. It's purely an internal decision for the members of Congress to make this decision. So anyway, it'll be those two are the primary. There's also Kevin Hearn, chairman of the Republican Study Committee, is mulling a run. There may be some other people who, you know, kind of put their names in, but have other people put their names in is typically how this works. So we'll see. In any case, Kristen Welker, who I liked her in her first interview with President Trump. That first week she was on the air, I thought, oh, she's okay. And I had seen her occasionally as a reporter with NBC. I hadn't ever really paid much attention to her, but I think I'm 3 weeks into Meet the Press and I'm off.
Men who
but you don't have a choice,
incredibly
and it's not clear either of them
respected.
Have enough votes.
Well, I think that in a two-man race, it's a lot easier to get someone to 50% plus one than in a race where you have three, four, five, seven people. So the fact that it's been a constrained race, you are watching the plan play out. And by the way, if we have a speaker Jim Jordan or a speaker Steve Scalise at the end of the coming week, there won't be a single Republican, sans maybe Kevin McCarthy, who doesn't believe that we have upgraded the position.
Yeah, she was basically saying, you know, but you don't have a plan for secession. Why did you do this? And what he's saying is, well, once Kevin McCarthy is out of the way, then we can see who comes up, and it's going to be a couple of people are likely. And the early shortlist, I mean, you don't have to be a genius about the Congress, just know a little bit to know that Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise would be in that list of, you know, shortlist kind of folks. So anyway, as is often the case, the allegations, well, you did with this out of the plan, you're just an agent of chaos, you don't know what you're doing.
The question isn't whether or not we believe in a budget. The question is, what is the responsible budgeting process? Now, the McCarthy strategy was to utilize omnibus bills, continuing resolutions, and to have one up or down vote on the funding of the entire government all at once. I believe that the manner of budgeting is best served in divided government or not.
By the way, would you please stop trying to interrupt? Just stop it. If he's not, Matt knows how to do TV. He knows how to talk until he's done, and he will finish when he's done. He's not going to filibuster you. He's always going to say interesting stuff. And the problem, I think part of it is, she's so busy trying to get her neck thing in that she's not listening to what he's saying, and therefore she makes errors.
Single subject spending bills that are individually negotiated so that you can have a programmatic review on how the federal government spends money. We haven't done that, even though it is the law since 1996. And by the way, we can do it in divided government. The last time it happened was divided government.
Once you hear it, you can't not hear it, right? Like every single time. It's like, when a president has a speech pattern. You notice it more. You can't not hear it every single time, right?
Did you just do Obama?
I did. And I did him faster than he does. Okay, so this was the, other than all of the Israel, which is incredibly awful stuff, and that being obviously the lead story, this had also made a lot of news over the weekend, or at least people had thought this was headline worthy, this next interchange over the question of, well, is the House going to try to get rid of you, Congressman Gaetz?
Okay, Congressman, I've been speaking to some of your Republican colleagues, and you know that there are discussions.
By the way, I would love it if Matt would have but done it back to her. Would have been funny.
He has
but
too
he
much
doesn't.
Class
That's
to
right.
do that.
Yeah,
That's
exactly.
true.
Okay, Congressman, I've been speaking to some of your Republican colleagues, and you know that there are discussions about potentially kicking you out of Congress. How concerned are you about that you may lose your job over this?
Well, the voters of Florida's 1st Congressional District sent me here with about 70% of the vote, so I think that anyone trying to kick me out of Congress because they didn't like me would have a bone to pick with them. But think about what we're saying. I'm the guy saying we need a budget, that we need to follow the Budget Control Act of 1974. And because merely I wanted to hold Kevin McCarthy to his own word that he would follow the law.
If you lose your job, is it worth it? If you lose your job, will it be worth it?
Absolutely. Look, I am here to fight for my constituents, and I'm here to ensure that America is not on a path to financial ruin. Your average American family right now is spending $700 more each and every month for the same household goods and services. We are about to refinance $8 trillion in debt from low interest rates to high interest rates. That's going to mean that the APR on every American credit card is about to go up. People are going to be crushed, and debt and inflation are driven by government spending that cannot continue. We're spending $7 trillion a year and only taking in five. So to me, people who are willing to drive $2 trillion annual deficits are the agents of chaos. The people who want budgets are actually agents of regular order.
Can I interrupt now? You know what they should do? Just turn her mic off. That's what I would. If I'm the producer, I'm the board op, I'm like, just down. Just down until you're ready for real. Oh, man. So that was the, I don't know, the money clip or something over the weekend.
Oh, the law.
If you lose your job, is it worth it?
Congress?
If you lose
That's
your
crazy.
Job, will it be worth it?
Absolutely.
There you go. That was the sort of the takeaway from all of that. And also,
Congressman, just to put a fine point on it, Jordan or Scalise, who's going to get your vote this week?
I want to hear both of their specific plans on spending and on single
Will
subject appropriations bills.
Will you vote for whoever has the most support?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, if either of those men get the most support in the conference, I'm eager to vote for them on the floor.
Good Lord. I mean, you know, if you could get past the interruptions, he did a pretty good job, but my goodness, you know, how much are you going to let the man speak or not? 746 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy has got traffic for you.
Visibility issues through Naval Live Oaks on Highway 98. It's super hazy. I know. I wanted to, when I used to do interviews, I always had to, because you get caught up like you're talking to people, and I would have to take my stuffs out. Evidently, she does not. But again, visibility issues through Naval Live Oaks and Gulf Breeze, Highway 98, both eastbound, westbound, super hazy. So be very careful and give yourself some extra time if you're going to go through that area. 437-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's 747. It's so funny, though. It is weird because now I couldn't hear it.
Every time you hear it now, that's exactly right.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
You're welcome. I make everything better. Mm. If you have a Porsche, a Mercedes, a BMW, a Genesis, a Jaguar, Audi, a Lexus, you know, nice imports, you pay extra to get them. You do not have to overpay to service them. You can take them to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. That'll save you the drive to some out-of-town dealership where you bought it. That's fine. Maybe, okay, but, you know, you don't have to drive, especially if it's a bridge this way or an interstate that way or the distance and the expense, and you pay more, typically, the dealership. So Bobby Likas Auto Service, they take care of those cars. Diesel engines also, no problem, a little bit different, but they work on those too. And all your, you know, your gas-powered, your domestic maids, whatever it is, okay, any engine, they will take care of your car. And the idea is they just want to avoid the big problem. And the way you avoid the big problem is by seeing them for the routine preventative maintenance, the scheduled maintenance, right? To anticipate that a big problem might be coming and to head it off before it's a big problem so that you're not, you know, out there with thousands of dollars and, you know, problems and also the inconvenience of running into that kind of stuff. Bobby Likas Auto Service, preventative car care, carclinicservice.com online, or just stop by on Davis Highway.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored in part by Data Revolution, the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes the AFSIA TechNet CyberCoast track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wired.com for tickets and event information.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply.
you may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
See, when you listen to this show, you have to be on your toes because you never know when something's going to come your way. Call right now. Caller number 3-437-1620 wins tickets to watch FSU undefeated. Is that right? 5-0? Yeah, undefeated.
To beat the Syracuse
to play against
Orange,
the Orange. That's
yes!
Right. So you can watch them. They're going to be at the Doak Campbell this weekend. So 4-3-7-16-20. Caller number 3 wins right now.
McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Well, it's bottom of the ninth. The score is tied. It's time for the big one.
You up for this one, Maverick?
Just a walk in the park, Kazansky.
I just feel like this is where I'm at right now. I'm watching video from the Patriots game on TV, and I'm looking at Bill Belichick, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, if you saw Bill Belichick walking down the side of the street in an urban area carrying one of those squared off, like, wire fence baskets that the old ladies take to the grocery store,
yes,
you would think that seems appropriate for him.
You know, with his stupid sleeveless
thing. He seems like that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he
looks
does.
Like that guy. You wouldn't look at him and be like, oh, that guy probably one of the most winningest coaches in NFL history ever. You wouldn't think that.
Yeah, not now.
No.
So, speaking of football and guys, congratulations to this guy, Marcus from Pensacola, who picked up tickets to watch FSU beat Syracuse. That's this Saturday. Congratulations.
Good.
Yeah, good job.
I'd love to see
it. And hold on the line. I'm going
to
grab info.
And we have more tickets to give away, by the way, so be listening.
What?
I should say, be listening. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headline. Well, hey, what happened to me there?
You're done.
Am I out? I just got fired by Candy.
That's my bad.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, David?
David's in the newsroom.
Well, we are now seeing reports on Fox News that the number of Americans killed in the fighting in Israel over the weekend is up to at least 9, and more than 120,000 Palestinians have been displaced in Gaza as the war between Hamas militants and Israel continues. That, according to the United Nations, Hamas launched the coordinated attacks over the weekend. Apparently, they've taken dozens of hostages, including some American citizens. So we'll continue watching that situation over there. It is Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day.
Thank you very much.
Did I get it right this time?
To quote Lacka, thank you very much.
That means a lot of banks and government offices will be closed, actually. All the Navy Fed locations and Penn Air locations locally are going to be closed today.
Are they?
Okay. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citibank are closed. Chase and TD Bank is open. So if you have financial business to take care of, maybe call ahead before you go.
Yeah, I think Post Office doesn't deliver today either.
Post Office is closed. UPS and FedEx are running as normal.
Which is weird because doesn't the Postal Service deliver like on Sundays? They deliver packages on Sundays, right, for Amazon
some,
or whatever?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've had Amazon packages.
So you might have a
delivered.
Postal
yeah.
vehicle come to your door. It just won't be the Postal Service today.
Right, maybe no mail, but Amazon somehow.
They're moonlighting for Amazon on Columbus Day. Okay, fair enough.
Hey, and a while back, we talked about this world's largest modern Hindu temple being built here in the U.S.
in New Jersey, right?
Right, in New Jersey, and it has now officially opened. This is about 45 minutes northeast of Philadelphia. It's on 180 acres, and it was built by Indian artisans and thousands of volunteers from 2 million cubic feet of imported limestone and marble. Sounds very fancy. So this is now open.
So
if
they
you're...
imported from another where? I don't know where they get the limestone
yeah,
from.
I'm
assuming over land and not over water, but okay.
Right, yeah, I'm not sure where they got it from, but it's all imported limestone and marble. And took
so
an
it's,
estimated...
it's an artisanal.
Yes, an artisanal Hindu temple. Okay. The largest in the world
now. I'm sure it's spectacular.
Yeah.
I would imagine. So, all right. David, thanks so much for the update. 754 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, oh, man. Braves fans. Can we talk, Braves fans? Let's get traffic on the fives first from Candy. Then we'll talk.
Oh, good. As we take a look at still, it's like a parking lot on 98 for the most part westbound, but also some slowdowns eastbound too. Of course, just some very hazy visibility conditions is what you're going to experience. Now, I'm not showing any accidents. It looks like it's a little slow on 10 near the Pine Forest exit as you're approaching Carr City. And then we see something on Foxbriar Drive and Grundy Street in Pensacola, but it looks like that's been cleared and moved off to the side. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'll get to the Braves fans. I got a text in from somebody. Oddly enough, my nephews and I ran into Belichick, Bill Belichick. I was talking about him.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of one of the entrances of the Naval Academy about 6 years ago, and it was exactly how I described it. You know, what I was texting him back is I'm saying, you know that guy yells at reruns of Wheel of Fortune, right? Like,
right.
Oh, man. Okay, so over the weekend, you know, we're in the playoffs. We're in the second round of the playoffs, and the Braves and the Phillies are playing. And if you're a Braves fan, you know where this is going. This is no surprise. So the Braves are losing badly. Okay, at the time, the score was 2-0 Phillies, which is in the eighth inning. That's not so bad. I mean, you can come back from that. But okay, they haven't been able to do anything all day against the Phillies. And the bases are loaded because, okay, the pitcher walked Trey Turner, I think, yeah. Walked him, and he stole second and stole third, okay? Then they walked Bryce Harper, who stole second. This is bad. And then they walked Stott. Okay, so walked the bases loaded and steals all around. So three steals and three walks in the inning so far. And then you've got Realmuto is up at the plate, right? So getting ready to see what's going to happen. And?
Realmuto trying to deliver a put-away punch. 2-2 now. Oh, that's catcher's interference. That is a catcher's interference, and a run's going to score. That'll be an error on Murphy. And it is 3-0, Philadelphia.
Oh, that's not the important part. That's just the setup, okay? So they did the replay, and it's hard to hear it, but every time I've heard this, I thought I heard the little kind of what it sounds like when you hit the catcher's glove with your bat and also the ball is it's like it's kind of a squishier version of hitting the ball because they happen so closely in time that you don't really hear click, click. You kind of hear click. It's something like that. So here's what it sounded like. And it's kind of just a messy hit is what it sounds like. Okay, so the call was that he tipped the catcher's glove. That's catcher's interference. You get a base, okay? So they go to replay, and you can't see it. You can't see it in any of the replays, but it could have clipped a little bit of the webbing, could have clipped a little piece of leather that was flapping off. There's all kinds of possibilities there. So they go to replay, and they're showing it in the stands, and everybody's convinced that it didn't actually happen. Again, this is going to cost the Braves a run, but they're already down 2-0 late in the game, and so, you know, it's a bit of on you for the situation they're in anyway. Three walks and three steals in the inning.
After review, the call on the field stands. There was catcher's interference. Atlanta has one remaining challenge.
That's not the important part. They're upset.
Now the language when they give you that, there's two things you can say in that scenario. Stands or confirmed. And the fact they said the call stands, not enough evidence to overturn. And
the call on the field decides what happened.
Right away, Brian Onora said it was a catcher's interference. I don't know. I don't see it. I do not see it there, but whatever the call is on the field, and now Braves fans are throwing bottles and cans onto the field here.
Oh, come on.
This reminds me of the 2012 wild card game, which we called, and that was just an embarrassing situation. Had to stop the game, Braves and Cardinals.
And by the way, that 2012 game, you know, we won that game on a controversial infield fly rule call, and it was a bad call. I'll admit it as a Cardinals fan. This call, in the grand scheme of things, is so minor. This is what you're going to throw cans on the field for? How dare you? That's ridiculous. It's reminiscent of the Cubs fans blaming Steve Bartman for blowing up the NLDS that one year because it wasn't his fault. That ball wasn't catchable anyway. Your own shortstop biffs a play. Just like your pitcher walked three guys and let three steals take place.